Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me this morning, Cheryl Madden. Cheryl, thank you for taking the time.
Well, thank you so much, Brady, for having me.
Absolutely. We had you on last week, and we were talking about Dancing with the Stars, and here we are just a few days before the big event, and it's going on at Bomber Mountain Civic Center in Buffalo this Saturday night. Just kind of people that may not know what this event is, tell them what Dancing with the Stars is.
Okay, thank you, Brady. A couple years ago, when I was approached and asked to chair Relay for Life, I said, okay. I had volunteered numerous times for years. You know, I'm a two-time cancer survivor, so I always like, you know, giving back. And anyway, I said, okay, I'll chair it, but it's going to be my way or no way. And I knew that the Relay for Life just wasn't very popular anymore. No one was showing up. We weren't raising any money. And so I decided to do Dancing with the Stars. Well, 2 years ago, it was quite a challenge because, you know, I was starting from scratch and I had to figure everything all out. But I had some wonderful stars, and I had a wonderful group of people helping me, and I had a great DJ.
Yeah, Brady, I heard that.
Brady Safranik. And a wonderful MC, Mark Wilson, and Lynn Turner helped me with it, and we put this all together, and we raised over $15,000. And then last year, I did it again. We raised over $19,000. And what I do is I get people for stars who are really well-known and well-respected in the community. So people will pay money to come see them dance. And then I went, it's called Dancing with the Stars and a Taste of Johnson County. Then I go get all these wonderful restaurants in Johnson County, and they donate the hors d'oeuvres for free, you know, and the beautiful hors d'oeuvres, wonderful, yummy hors d'oeuvres. And then the Occidental Hotel does a cash bar, and they give 20% of the profits back to the American Cancer Society. And then the Fix, bless her heart, Trinity Rodriguez, they donate all the coffee. And then all the church ladies in Buffalo bake cookies. And I'll tell you what, the church ladies bake the best cookies in the world, too. And then we have silent auction items. All these wonderful businesses in Buffalo are so generous. And, of course, it's a good cause, you know, because every penny of this goes to the American Cancer Society, which goes to cancer research. And so everybody's very generous. Cancer has affected everyone somehow, you know, either themselves or their family or neighbors, friends. And so everybody wants to see a cure for cancer. And so everybody's generous.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned this kind of taking the place of the Relay for Life, which for quite a while was a big event. You know, they do Relay for Lives everywhere. And you know, people come out and some of them would do a 24-hour deal and some would do a couple of 12-hour deals or you know, something like that where people come stay all night. And as you mentioned, after a while, some of those things just kind of run their course and they get a little stagnant. And so you need to kind of switch it up. And that's what you did here. And it sounds like it's been a great success.
Oh, it's the people just love it. And the dancers are incredible. You know, when I ask them to dance, they'll say, oh, I don't know how to dance. And I say, well, I don't care. All I insist on is that you have fun and that we raise a lot of money for the American Cancer Society.
And if you're really bad, that's entertaining as well.
Well, yes, exactly. You know, I tell them you can do the bunny hop or the chicken dance. I don't care. Just, you know, people want to see you dance. And the people really come out. We sell out every year. Our tickets sell out.
And picking the winner is a sort of a balance between the three judges and then the people's choice, correct?
Absolutely. You got that right, Brady. There's three judges, and they're Dennis Kirvin, Linda Greenough, and Lynn Young. And they have the toughest job of the whole thing. I mean, because those dancers are so good. But it's just like the real Dancing with the Stars. They have paddles. They, you know, either they'll put up an 8 or a 10 or whatever. And I keep track of them. And then in the back of the gym, there's a bucket for each one of the stars. And for a dollar a vote, people can vote for their favorite star, and which raises a lot of money. And I encourage all of the stars to bribe everybody to get their votes. And I had a real fun time telling Tucker Ruby that, you know, our county attorney, I was encouraging our county attorney to bribe people. Do that in Johnson County.
You know, you mentioned the judges and the job they do, and they do a great job, not only giving scores, but then they have to have some sort of witty, clever comment after each one as well.
They are, well, that's why I chose these three, because they do have a great sense of humor, and they come up with some great comments, and the audience just loves it. They really do.
It's a lot of fun, and the doors open for this at 5:30 this Saturday, Bomber Mountain Civic Center in Buffalo. And that's when you can come in, enjoy the taste of Johnson County, check out all the silent auction items. At about 6:45-ish is when the kids will come out, the Limelight Dance Factory, and they're a lot of fun to watch. Oh, the little kids are just adorable.
Mackenzie Sowers does such a fabulous job with these young little children. And then there's a few boys in there, too, now and then.
Yeah.
And that's great. It teaches them grace. You know, it's very, dance is wonderful.
Yeah.
And someday those kids are going to be great dancers. And I'm looking at them as future stars.
Yeah, there you go. And people can come out and watch that. That'll kind of get things going. And then we'll get into the actual Dancing with the Stars portion of the evening, which is a lot of fun as well.
Oh, it is. And, you know, I work real hard for about 4 months getting this whole thing together. Then by the night of Dancing with the Stars, I am so worn out. I just sit there and watch and enjoy. And my crew, bless their hearts, Lynn Turner and Tina Moeller and, Nancy Carm and all my, I have a fantastic crew. They know.
Start rattling them off and you'll forget people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Especially at my age.
So people can come on out, check this out. Now there's still, if they wait until Saturday night and get tickets at the door, they're $25, but they can still get them this week in advance for $20. And where can they do that at?
Okay. They can get their tickets at all four of the banks and at the Occidental Hotel and at the Chamber of Commerce. And again, the tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the door. So make sure and get your tickets in advance. However, if you are a cancer survivor, please call me. My number is 621-0507. And you will be admitted free. I'll put you on my list of cancer survivors. You're admitted free to everything, the whole entire event. And you have special seating, front row seating, and you'll be recognized. And I have a small gift for you.
Well, and that's what this whole evening's about. While it's a lot of fun and everyone has a good time, in the end, it's about making money for cancer and for cancer research.
Absolutely, because I want to see a cure for cancer before I die. I don't want my kids or grandkids to go through what I went through. And, you know, there's getting to be more and more cancer survivors. I can remember back when I was young, if a woman had breast cancer, that was a death sentence.
Yeah, it's come a long way.
Yes, now it's 90% cure.
You know, I mean, and these things are the reason.
Absolutely.
That it's where it is.
It sure is. You hit the nail right on the head there, Brady. So, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So people come on out and support it. And, you know, you're very fortunate. You mentioned two-time cancer survivor. Now, obviously, you're not fortunate that you've had cancer twice, but to be able to say I'm a two-time cancer survivor is very fortunate, because a lot of people, whether it's the second time or even the first, you know, they may not be a survivor of that cancer.
Absolutely. And Brady, no one, unless you are a survivor yourself, can know what it's like to have the doctor tell you that you have cancer. It's like being hit by a semi-truck. It's a terrible thing. And it's so scary. But nowadays, it doesn't have to be nearly as frightening. There are screenings and tests that will detect it early. And the earlier it's detected, the better your survival rate is. And that's why we have such high survival rate, because we have all these wonderful screenings. And thanks to the American Cancer Society and all the research that's going on, it's just, I'm just so happy that, you know, that there's more survivors and more and more.
And we need people to take advantage of those screenings, because as you mentioned, when they find it early, a lot of, if not most cancers, you know, they can beat if they find it early enough. Now, Absolutely. Once it's spread too far, then sometimes it's too late.
Yes. And, you know, kind of on a personal level, being a two-time cancer survivor, I have what they call survivor's guilt. Kind of like the Vietnam vets, you know, you see your friends or relatives pass away from cancer and you survive and you almost feel guilty. Well, you do feel guilty. And so doing this makes me feel better that I'm doing something, that God let me survive for a reason.
And you shouldn't feel guilty. You should simply feel fortunate.
Well, you know, it's I know, but that's just the way it is.
Sure.
And I am dedicating this show to a dear friend of mine who I lost last August, Marilyn Knauer. She lost her battle with brain cancer. That's one cancer that is...
pretty tough, isn't it?
It's a tough one,
yeah.
Yes.
So on a little bit brighter note, we want everyone to come on out on Saturday and have a great time and raise a bunch of money for the cause and well, as I mentioned, have a great time because it's a lot of fun.
Oh, we are going to have fun. One thing I do know how to do is throw a good party.
That is, I've been to the past couple of these, and I'll be DJing this event on Saturday as well, so hopefully we see everybody out there. Get those advance tickets at any of the four banks in Buffalo, at the Occidental Hotel, and what's the last place?
The Chamber.
The Chamber as well, yes. You can get your tickets there. They're $20 in advance. If you wait till Saturday night, they're $25 at the door, so come on out. We're talking with Cheryl Madden. Cheryl, you have anything you want to add here?
Just, again, I want to remind all cancer survivors to call me, 621-0507, and you get in free.
They'll have sort of a VIP pass.
Absolutely, they will.
All right, once again, Cheryl Madden talking about Dancing with the Stars this Saturday. Cheryl, thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you so very much, Brady. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks here on KBBS, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop. Stop into The Prescription Shop on Fort Street.